Word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us, God's word to lead us, God's word to nourish us is from the book of Acts at the second chapter, as you heard this morning. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about images this morning, and I want you to place those images together, because we like to talk about images. And so when I give you a name, I want you to put it in your mind to the image. Anybody here know Gump Worsley? Yes. I knew that name would get a lot of response. He was a goaltender for the Minnesota North Stars. And what was unique about Gump is he didn't wear a helmet or a face guard. Back then when they played hockey, there weren't any even helmets on the players. So, Norm Snead. Anybody hear that name? Golf. Actually, I could say Tiger Woods, and you would know golf. Ah, Jack Nicholson, of course, is golf. Ah, Matt Boldy, Minnesota Wild. They scored the winning goal yesterday, too. Ah, here's a name that you probably know. Kirby Puckett. The Minnesota Twins, 1987 and 1991, world champions. Now, I want you to think about this image. Church. I want you to think about that. When we say church, we usually think about the building. We usually think about the fellowship hall. We usually think about coming together and singing today with the organ. It's amazing what image brings to mind when we say church. To many people, when they think about the image church, they think of this physical structure. They think of the parking lot. They think of the cross being up. They think about coming in and sitting in the pews. They think about singing. What they don't think what church is church is people. We tend to think only the building, only the structure, the hymn books. We don't think of each other as being church. But that's what the early church did. This segment of scripture from verse 42 to 47 takes in context what Acts chapter 2 is really speaking about. Because when you go back to the beginning of Acts chapter 2, you get a sense of what God is doing with the church as he is putting fire on top of the disciples' heads and bringing people together, that it is church. They all gathered together. They broke bread. And they had prayers for others. This is what the early church was, because they began as united in Christ. This is who we are. This is who we are. We're united in Christ, in Jesus Christ, who lived, who suffered, who died and rose again to give us everlasting life, brings us together. The glue that we have that keeps us together is our faith. The glue that we have is the hope that God will use us and continue to use us in his kingdom to bring people together in church. This is what God does. God speaks to his word. He speaks to us directly in this word. And we're the people of God brought together as the church to do something. To do one main thing. And that is proclaim Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We have a difficult time doing that. Because that is a stepping out of our box. We have this little neat little box around us that says, yes, I can come to church. Well, where I am, I can come and sit in the pew and nobody's going to bother me. I can pick up my hymn book and sing the hymns. I can pick up my bulletin, follow the service, and no one's going to ask me to do anything. That's so wrong in church. Because church is all of us. Church is all of us working together, proclaiming Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because that is what brings us to the church. Not the church sign down there. Not our cars around the building. Not the building. But Jesus Christ. And proclaiming him as Lord and Savior. Proclaiming him as our personal Lord and Savior. Sometimes it's very difficult to say that Jesus died for me, that Jesus gives me eternal life and forgiveness of sins. But I lost that shyness a long time ago. And I'm able to say with heart and lips that Jesus died for me. That John 3:16 applies directly to me. For God so loved Scott that he gave his one and only son into death, so that Scott who believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. See, that's the part of our life that we need to do. That we need to put our name in that place and say it. We're very reluctant to do that because we feel that we can work our salvation out with our hands. We feel that anything good that we do in our lives will please God. We feel that if we help this other person through their troubles, that God will see and he will bless with eternal life. That's sad to say, brother and sister in Christ, because the only way to heaven is through Christ. He said that. When he was in the upper room with his disciples in the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, they were all gathered there, and Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you, that where you are, or where I am, you may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how do we know the way? And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He was saying that very directly. He was saying that to the church, to the people in the church. He was saying that to relay what is very, very important is to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. We are not going to enter on our own. We're not going to enter heaven in any way, method, form, anything except faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is what's very important for us as we think about church, as we think about people in the church, and as we think about these specific verses from the book of Acts that tell us that we gather together and we're all one and we have all one mission, which is to declare Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes, we got all these images in our heads, and these images of sports, these images of things that are done in the world, images of people who are leaders in their countries, or even in our Senate, in our state, or federal senates and representatives. We have images of these people. We have knowledge of what they do in life. The image that we need to really concentrate on is the church, and how the church is filled with people. And yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God brought us together as the church even though we sin. Even though we disappear from God's word. Even though we disappoint God with our sins and our waywardness and our leaving Him, turning away from Him, He still comes and turns to us. That's the greatest thing that happens. And God uses us to help others, to turn them back to Jesus. Because Jesus is the fount of our faithfulness. He is the one that comes into our lives and He turns us to mission and ministry together. We're not alone out on the limb, with the limb being starting to cut and bend. We're not out on that limb all alone, because Jesus is out there holding up that limb, holding up us as His servants in the world. So many pictures you get of people and doing what they do. You probably remember your high school yearbooks, and you know, the person most successful to be successful, the person who's going to do good in the world, the person who's going to do this and that. And in my high school yearbook, there is the one who has the most school spirit. Yes, I was given that name, the most school spirit. And if you look in the 1970 yearbook of Duluth East, you will find me with the title, the most school spirit. And the cheerleader, Julie, yes, that's her name, Julie Bai, she's standing above me. And if you didn't know it was me, you wouldn't know, because I have the head of a greyhound on. The most school spirit. God looks at us and He sees a label for us. God's heavenly children. God's redeemed children in Christ. God's sheep who follow Jesus. That's who we are. We are Jesus' sheep. We are God's children. We are all together, the church, in life and ministry, all together. In Christ's holy name, amen.